Vous écoutez au Codex. Hello and welcome to episode 12 of The Codex. I'm your host, Jean Snow. And, well, this week we're doing a soundtrack episode. So, well, it's the last episode of the year. I didn't feel like really playing new music. Doesn't really make sense, I think, for a last episode of the year. We'll keep that for next year. So I wanted to do something, I don't know, try to find a theme episode, and so decided to do soundtracks. Now, first of all, I should warn everyone, these are soundtrack songs, I mean, real songs. They're not really scores. I don't tend to listen to a lot of scores. So these are more really tracks from movies that for some reason stood out to me. And also, these are just from the past few years. I mean, there are many, many soundtracks I've listened to over the years that maybe I don't have the CDs anymore, I haven't listened to in a long time. So these are just basically from maybe movies I've watched in the past 4 or 5 years and tracks that have really stood out to me. And another warning is that, well, I just got back from an evening of drinking, courtesy of, Mr. Ben Judd, who was a producer at Capcom Games, but now is an agent, so a games industry thing. So apologies if things are a bit off, but I don't know. I just felt like doing a show right now. So we kick things off with a track from the, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. That was from the band in the movie Sex Ba-Bomb. It was the track We Are Sex Ba-Bomb. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Beck did all the music for the Sex Ba-Bomb songs in the movie. Basically, all of the bands that appear in the movie were did music by certain bands, and I think it was Beck who did their music. Now let's continue with, it's a movie that you might not think had a great soundtrack. It's a movie called Dan in Real Life. It was a fun comedy that, you know, I quite enjoyed. It was good fun. But the soundtrack was entirely done by, indie artist Sandre Lerche or Lercher. I'm not exactly sure how you're supposed to pronounce his last name, but it is in fact a quite good soundtrack. So we're going to listen to the song Family Theme.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world, I call the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world.
And from the soundtrack for the movie Stranger Than Fiction, that was Reckless Eric with the track Whole Wide World. Stranger Than Fiction, quite a good movie, actually, starring Will Ferrell. It's not, you know, you think Will Ferrell, you think it's going to be a wacky comedy. It's actually an interesting indie movie, at least a movie with an indie movie aesthetic. And that track is actually sung in the movie by the character, but it sounds just as good when sung by the original writer, Reckless Eric. Now we'll continue with a track from the movie Broken Flowers. Now that's a movie by Jim Jarmusch, or Jim Jarmusch, I guess. Different people pronounce it different ways. I'm not sure what the right way is, but one thing when I watched that movie, or also when I listened to the soundtrack, was the amazing, amazing jazz music by Mulatu Astatke, Ethiopian jazz. After listening to this soundtrack, it actually got me interested in that kind of music, and I hunted down some records. So just for that, I am very grateful for that movie and the soundtrack as well. So from the soundtrack, we'll listen to a track from Mulatu Astatke. It's the track Yekerme Su. Thank you. From the soundtrack for the album, for the movie Ocean's 12, that was the track 165 million plus interest into the roundup, and that was by David Holmes, who is responsible for the soundtrack for that movie. So yeah, recently I watched all three of the Ocean's movies again. My wife had never seen them, so we decided to watch them again, and I mean, they are quite fun movies, very stylish, and the music as well is quite good. So that's why I picked that track. Now we'll continue with something from a movie actually I've never seen. It's from the movie Pieces of April. I'd actually like to see the movie, but I've never seen it. But the soundtrack interests me because it was done by Stephen Merritt, someone I really, really like as an artist. So he did the entire soundtrack, all the tracks on the soundtrack album. So let's listen to the track Epitaph for My Heart.
Caution, caution, caution to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph for my heart, because it's gone, gone, gone. And life goes on and on and on, and death goes on without end. And you're not my friend. Thank you.
from the soundtrack for the film Where the Wild Things Are, a film by Spike Jonze. That was the track All Is Love by Karen O and the Kids. So Karen O, of course, of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who did the soundtrack for the film. And quite a good soundtrack it is. Also, let me add, when I played the track from Stephen Merritt just before, from the film Pieces of April, if you don't recognize the name Stephen Merritt, maybe Magnetic Fields is a name you recognize. So Magnetic Fields is basically just Stephen Merritt. Next up, let's listen to something from Slumdog Millionaire. Now, one of the most famous tracks from the film is, of course, MIA's Paper Planes track. But let's listen to something else. This is A.R. Raymond with a, it's a remix of that track. So let's listen to Paper Planes DFA Remix. We'll be right back. And from the soundtrack for the film Whip It, a movie directed by Drew Barrymore, that was The Breeders and the track Bang On. Now, Whip It is actually a quite good movie, I have to say. I rather enjoyed it. And of course, The Breeders, well, that's Kim and her sister Kelly Deal together in a band producing a pretty good track. So with that, we get to the end of another episode of The Codex. Let me remind you that if you want to find more info, download past episodes, etc., please go to jeansnow.net/codex. That's jeansnow.net/codex. You can also download a feed. Now, last week's episode, Codex episode 11, that was my favorite tracks of 2010, so I invite you to listen to that if you haven't already. And as I said earlier in the show, well, this is the final show of the year, so next year, next week, new tracks, we start off a new year. But yeah, one more track to listen to, this time from the soundtrack for the film 500 Days of Summer, a movie I must admit I quite enjoyed. And keeping with the Pixies theme, I guess, we just listened to The Breeders. Now we're going to listen to a track from Megan Smith. It's a cover of a Pixies song. Let's listen to Here Comes Your Man. Shake.